in the early 90s, and I woke up one morning and got the paper, and I saw this headline, and it said, cannibal serial killer in Milwaukee, Milwaukee's monster, or something like that. And I looked, and I saw this picture of this blonde man in an orange jumpsuit. And, you know, of course, it turned out to be Jeffrey Dahmer. But I read the article that this man was just busted for, you know, killing people and eating them. And I looked at his picture, and I had the burden come over me to pray for him. Seriously, I mean heavy. Like, intercede for this man. I was filled with compassion for him. And this wasn't an emotional thing. This was a real solid need, a burden to pray for this man, this soul. And I did. I prayed for him for weeks to come, and I actually sent him a Bible, and I wrote inside the, I wrote inside the cover about God's mercy and God's love, and how, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing you can do that's too bad for God to forgive. And Corrie Ten Boom even said in her book, The Hiding Place, she said, it doesn't matter how deep or dark things get, God is deeper still. No matter how bad you can sin, no matter how evil you are or have been, God is deeper still. He can cover it. He can forgive you. His forgiveness knows no mercy, no bounds. No mercy. No bounds. There's no boundaries to his mercy. No matter how dark and evil, no matter how deep it goes, he's deeper still. And I wrote something to that effect in that Bible and prayed over it and sent it to him. And I never told anybody. And I just prayed for him sporadically through the years. I just felt this man, he's a child of God. Jeffrey Dahmer's of the world, the Charles Mansons, you know, these are still children of God. Any being with the breath of life within them is a creation of God, and that deserves respect and compassion. And so anyway, you know, he ended up getting his own head bashed in a bathroom in a prison, and that's probably justice and all that. But that doesn't mean God didn't love him. And I saw a documentary on him, or an interview. It was like a year before he died. I think Barbara Walters or somebody was interviewing him. And he said he became a Christian. And I know there are people all over who sent him Bibles and encouraging letters, you know. I know I wasn't the only one.